Have you ever heard of New Atlantis? Well, neither did I. There's a good reason for that. Because, well,
sounds
it's not
cool
around
as old
anymore.
Atlantis.
Yeah, it's true. But we'll find out why it's not around anymore today.
Sweetness. Circle Potatoes is where weird and obscure events in history come back to life.
That's Journey Through Time. So, you've all heard of Ernest Hemingway, the writer, the Nobel Prize winner.
The drunk.
The drunk. All these things. Known for all these wonderful accomplishments. But he had a family, and he had a brother, and, you know, he always seemed to not live up to the Hemingway standard, you know? But he wanted to, and he tried his whole life. And that's where New Atlantis comes up later on down the road. So Ernest Hemingway is this great author. He does The Old Man and the Sea, A Farewell to Arms, For Whom the Bell Tolls, writes all these great books, right? Kind of changed the way books are written for a lot of people and the way people write. But his brother's also an author and writes a few books that are kind of, you know, they're okay. I couldn't find the name of like any of them. Except for one. Do you know what the name of that book was?
No, but I have something funny as well. So, we'll get back to the book title. Okay, so, I don't know if you know this, but I'm somewhat of a fan of The Sopranos, right? So, real life Soprano mob. You know, like, it was, like, loosely based. Like, obviously, they'll never, like, say, like, it was exactly based on, like, this mob family. But the guy that, like, takes claim and credit of, like, this is, you know, The Sopranos is kind of mocked up after me. It just cracks me up because this is what I'm constantly thinking of. So they, that real-life mob boss, he has a son who's, like, a super, like, great hockey athlete in New Jersey. Like, he just loves hockey and shit like that. Well, he got in, like, a nasty injury that's, like, a career-ending injury. Like, he was not ever going to get back into hockey. So what is a mob boss with a shit ton of money to do? He goes out and buys an arena and makes a hockey team that's, like, the semi-pros and gives it to his son. And their first sign-on is they told the media, they told the news, they told everybody, we're signing Gretzky. And so everyone's all excited, all this shit and everything like that. They sign his brother, not Wayne Gretzky, but Wayne Gretzky's brother, and I can't even think of his name. But it was like this big old deal, like, oh, we got a Gretzky brother. Like, he did play hockey. He wasn't great. You know, it's like the Hemingway type deal. Like, I don't know why. That just cracks me up that, we got a Gretzky. We got a Hemingway. Whoever that book publisher probably was.
So any guesses as to what it may be called?
Is it like an adult, teenage, child Bible story?
No, it's
so just no. Okay.
I mean, it's if I give you too much information, I'll give it away. But
is it like a chapter book or is it like an essay?
It's a long book. It's not a short story or anything like that. It's not a group of short stories or poems or anything. It's a long book. Probably 800 to 1,000 pages. I'm guessing somewhere in there.
Lord of the Rings.
You got it.
I don't know. Would I know the book though?
No, there's no way in hell.
What the fuck did you ask me?
Because it's very, very important that you hear what this is called and that you had a guess at first. Because you could have guessed it. You really could have, okay? The name of the book is My Brother Ernest Hemingway, A Biography. That's what he made. That's the only book that he really sold a lot of copies of.
So, if we want to go to the origin story of clickbait, that shit right there is clickbait.
Right.
The fuck?
So, I really thought that, like, because, like, when I first found it, I was like, okay, he wrote a biography of himself and, like, about his life. And I was like, maybe I can find some pieces of that somewhere to find some information on him and figure out what he's all about, like some stuff in his life, you know, like just basic information like what he did before writing books and after this and all that. No, it was about his brother, and he just wrote about what he knew about his brother in his life. And there's probably some stuff about him in there, but not a lot.
I will let you know every Thanksgiving we had since the age of 7.
Right. Yeah. He's like, my brother loves the color blue. Like,
Meemaw loved him. Right. He was her favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. And so his name's Lee Chester Hemingway, which is a strange name. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly or not, but it's L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. And not only was he also an author like his brother, but they also both fought in World War II. Right? But there's all this information about Ernest Hemingway and like what he did. And he was actually there as a bystander to like learn about the war, to be able to write about it later on and write stories about it and get information. That's not what he did. He decided that this group of rebels needed a leader and that he was going to be that leader, even though he was specifically told, do not do this. It is not what you're supposed to be doing here.
The South will rise again.
So he gets this band of rebels. They listen to every word he says. They're hanging on a whim from him. And he got away with it by saying he was like, I was just giving them my opinion. And I was saying what I would do if I was in their situation. And so he loophole his way out of it. So whatever, you know. But he was,
you know,
he was
writers are worse than politicians.
Possibly. And he was technically a war hero, right? Helped a lot of people, like do a lot of great things. Yada yada yada. Ernest Hemingway. Another footnote of history, like good stuff he did. And then his brother, he was in World War II. That's the only information I found about him being in World War II. That's it. That's the only thing I found, was that he was actually there and served, but nothing more. So there's this detailed, great amount of information about Ernest and what he's done and the great things he did in World War II, but his brother was there. All right. And he made it back.
Traveling so, shit.
You know, I mean, he building, did something. Digging beaches. Didn't win any wars or anything, or, you know, Bronze Stars or whatever you have. But he came back, and I think that's around the time he decided to write his biography about his brother. And he sold a bunch of them because it had Ernest Hemingway's name on it. And it was like, oh, we need to learn about Ernest Hemingway because it's Ernest fucking Hemingway.
Yep.
He wrote this great book about the old man in the sea that apparently is important that I haven't read. won a Nobel Peace Prize or Nobel Prize over it. So what are you going to do? So then we find Lee Chester. He's both these guys decide to live on like islands. They got tired of like American life, I guess. And like, I think Lee Chester goes down to Jamaica for a long time and lives down there. And I think Ernest Hemingway goes down to Cuba or something like that. And so they're both living in the south of the US and just kind of enjoying their time. Lee Chester's with his family. Not sure what Ernest was doing. He's kind of writing in his old age and just kind of enjoying life. But Lee Chester's like, hey, I still really haven't made a footnote in history about myself whatsoever because everything's been overshadowed by my brother who does everything. So Lee Chester's like, what if I made a barge and floated it out about 30 miles away from Jamaica and turned it into an island and called it New Atlantis because that's what I'm going to do. So he takes the money he made from selling his biography.
From living off his brother's coattails.
Yeah. And he got some money from Ernest also to do this because he probably had plenty of money laying around for him. But he decides to do this. And he wants to make it an oceanic like observatory, and like they can like do research about ocean life, and he wants to start a society for it and base it on this and make money off of this by selling stamps and postage is his big scheme here is to make money off of the postage from this new country he's making. And so we find Leicester floating in the middle of the ocean, right? With his family. His family was with him this whole time, along with two other people that decided to go with him to help him create this country, yada, 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 right? And so we have, it's a 30 by 30 barge, 30 feet by 30 feet.
It's not even that big.
Right. And so, and like they can see the ocean floor below them. Like they're not, it's not deep water whatsoever. Like they're just there, you know? And so there's several treaties and stuff down there to where he found loopholes to where he can make this a country, because certain laws and certain treaties allow for, like, I don't know. It was very confusing and very political to get through, but basically he found loopholes and laws to create a country. And so he wasn't really recognized by a lot of people, but at one point he was given a letter from the president at the time, and it said, "You're the acting president of whatever this is," basically. And like he took that and he was like, "This is it. I've made it. I'm the president of this country. New Atlantis. It's me." And so they stay out there for a while, you know, they do some research and try to make some stamps and such. And from what I can tell, it fell apart pretty quickly. And they didn't really get any progress with this. And at some point, I guess they had to go inland and deal with some stuff. But then there's these things down there that tend to hit sometimes. They're hurricanes and such. And so this 30 by 30 barge had to survive hurricanes, and it didn't. And so it was hit by multiple storms, and eventually they abandoned it because there was nothing left that they could do to make this worthwhile. And as well as many fishermen apparently just came aboard and took things when they wanted to. So they just stopped by and they were like, "I'm gonna take this." They didn't call them pirates. They were like fishermen. These fishermen just tooting along and they're just like, "Oh, I think I'm gonna take this and just leave." And it's so strange because they thought this was a good idea. And it seems like Leicester had a lot of these ideas throughout his life. And I think his best idea is probably the biography about his brother. He probably should have used that to kind of jettison himself somewhere else instead of New Atlantis, because New Atlantis was a bum of an idea, unfortunately for him. There wasn't even recollection of like how many years it actually lasted. They basically said he did it, and then soon after it was destroyed by a hurricane because he did his best but failed hard. So unfortunately there's not a lot else about Leicester in his life. But there is like a sad note to the end of it, because so Ernest Hemingway ended up killing himself later on down the road. He killed himself with a shotgun. And it's weird because at that part, they were like his beloved shotgun that he used all the time. And it was like, why would you even say he loved his shotgun and decided to, okay, whatever. And so I guess this family had a deep depression issue in their line, and like his mother committed suicide and his niece committed suicide, and all these deaths in his family were just like big, you know. Later on, it's kind of like, it's very fitting but sad at the same time, because he borrowed a pistol from someone and shot himself because he didn't have a pistol himself. Well, his brother killed himself with a beloved shotgun. He had to borrow a pistol to do the dirty work himself. And it's just this, ended up being a sad story I didn't expect it to be, because he basically sat in the shadow of Ernest Hemingway his whole life, right? And you never really think about the brothers or siblings of these famous people, right? Like, does Paul Rudd have a sister? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't either. But she probably hates it because she's like, "Man, Paul's doing great. I hate this."
Paul's doing great, he says.
But yeah,
like
I'm
you
sure
knew him
like
on a first name basis. Paul's doing great.
you know, I mean, like, it's just like I never thought about that before, you know, and now it's like a lot of these famous people probably have siblings that are that feel terrible about their own lives, maybe, you know, and like not as good as they should feel, even though they're probably somewhat successful or very successful anyways.
So I think I resonate slightly with Lee Chester.
Yeah.
For the sole fact that, you know, I meant to send you this video earlier today, but I always have these stupid ass million-dollar ideas.
I feel you.
And I call you and I say, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And you're like, "No." I'm like, "But what about it?" And you're, "No." That would be me saying, "Bro, let's go make a fucking barge and go live on it. And we can look at some ocean life." And then we don't even go out to the real ocean. We go out to the fucking, like, seabed. That is 100% me if we had the money to blow on a fucking barge.
If we had the money to blow on a barge, I would do it. I would go with you. But I feel you. I totally feel you. I also have some dumb ideas from time to time, and I'm like, this could totally work. This could totally work, you know. And it's like, this is not gonna work. You know, it's just, it's not gonna happen.
Like, who orders 20 McDoubles?
Hey, it was a great idea until we reheated them, and then we realized it was a terrible idea.
No reheatability whatsoever.
No, it's not doable. But it would have been a good idea, and it saved us a lot of gas money. But yeah, it didn't. It just cost
dorms.
$10.
Yeah, back when McDoubles were $1.
True.
Those are the days.
But yeah, I mean, Lee Chester ended up this sad story that I thought was going to be this really fun, interesting venture into creating in your own country, you know? But basically, he loopholed his way into having a country and did it to become more than Ernest Hemingway's brother.
Yeah.
And the sad fact is he'd been better off just being Ernest Hemingway's brother, probably.
Yeah.
But
probably. Or come up with a better million-dollar idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, keep thinking of ideas and just throw the barge one away. Because, you know, it's a bum of one, you know. But I think he came up with a good one though. Biography of his brother.
Yeah.
$1 million idea right there.
Yes, it was.
He just threw it away. He could have been like the biography of the old man in the sea. Like, why he wrote this, you know?
But he could have wrote a book about every book that he made and, like, why he wrote that book.
Yeah.
The behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes of Ernest Hemingway. And it was funny. You could tell that, like, the images online, like, he took pictures to, like, try and, like, look like his brother's pictures, and, like, it was interesting. And yeah. I wish that I could have found more information on Lee Chester, because maybe there was a lot more to his life that I just didn't know, but there's just not information about him. It's just, I dug through some pages, and, like, it was the same stuff, or it was just, like, Ernest Hemingway, and I was like, no, wrong guy. I need the other
wrong
guy.
Wrong Hemingway. We need the fuck up.
I need the lesser Hemingway over here, quick. Like,
yep.
This is not right. But yeah, I mean, it was a fun dig, but like I just couldn't find anything. It was so tough. And like, I didn't even think about, like, a lot of these stories we come up with, like, we're just like, oh, it's gonna be a great story. We're gonna have so much information, like, we're gonna find it and do it. And like this one, I was just like, brick wall. Just
that's a shitty part, because I think I've ran into that as well. It's like you dive so much time and effort, like, trying to get all these sources, and then once you get into the sources, you're like, all these say the exact same thing, and it's
right.
One page worth of shit, and you're like, fuck.
Right, you're
me.
Just like, okay, tab, 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 and then it's like, garbage, 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 great, garbage, and it's like,
yeah. Because we want to hold that passion, we want to, you know, dive into something that, you know, because who knows about fucking, you know, Ernest Hemingway's brother? Nobody,
I mean,
you know?
I had no idea. I mean, I was like, at first I was like, oh, somebody created their own country. Dope, that's cool. And it's like, oh, it's Ernest Hemingway's brother. It's like, oh, great. There'll be plenty of information on that. Like, no, not really.
Yeah. Not at all.
Psych. But I mean, it was still fun, and I feel bad for Leicester, but you know.
Every time you hear, every time you see, say Lee Chester, I keep thinking of like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. I was
Oh,
on the JFK kick for a little bit, and so that's,
God.
yeah.
He's next.
Keeps popping up. Yeah. There's some weird shit. I
What
got
really
some.
happened to JFK?
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
The true story. Aliens.
Aliens, just like Roanoke.
Yep. Fucking aliens, man.
Yeah, that's all I got for this week, unfortunately. But
Remember, if you guys are having fun going to Historical Potatoes and listening to us, we also do Rotten Potatoes, where we do like movie reviews and spoilers for that. And then we have our link tree that shows everything, our Twitch subscriptions, different things where you can create your own podcast, where you can save money with Honey, and then I think there's a Norton one that we just picked up. So go follow our link tree, listen to our other podcasts, and also if you're doing it through one medium like Facebook or YouTube, and you're like, man, I really wish I could listen to these in the car, we are there. We are on every platform you can possibly think of. So we are there.
However you want to listen, you can. Wherever. So.
Yep. But we're
But
excited.
thanks for listening, and we'll have something from Bryce next week. Hopefully, something with a little less dreary ending.
Yeah, I'm king of dreary endings,
I
but
know, but you know.
this is some bullshit. I think we need people to tell Forrest about how this is bullshit on how he's got these one bangers, and I'm still expected to do these goddamn two bangers. So no, I'm just kidding. My next week's probably gonna be a one banger too. But we're excited. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.